Last year, I traveled 450 miles from the Oregon border to San Francisco on a bicycle, accompanied by a husband, two friends, and an SUV to move our stuff. This trip began in the giant redwoods, but once we reached the coast, I focused on my small role in the large battle to preserve California's coast. In the 1960s, coastal development ran amok. Insults to the coast included 5 proposed power plants, the Santa Barbara oil spill, dredging the Russian River for gravel, and numerous developments planned by local government. Sea Ranch had privatized a dozen miles of the Mendocino coast. Several state legislators attempted coastal preservation laws, but were thwarted by well-heeled lobbyists. Like all land use disputes, competing value systems vied for supremacy, environmental protection versus property rights and county control. In 1972, activists took to the streets with the California Coastal Initiative, Proposition 20. Volunteers like me collected thousands of signatures and worked to inform voters about the need for state control of coastal development. Opposition was fierce. A united business and labor movement, local counties, energy companies, and most daily newspapers. Opponents outspent environmentalists 2-1, but voters knew better. Prop 20 passed, and the California Coastal Commission was born. Today, we complain about excessive ballot propositions and the damage they've done to good governance. In 1972, citizen initiatives were rare, and without a proposition, the California coast we cherish and take for granted wouldn't exist. Biking along our spectacular coast, I was proud that in 1972, public interest trumped private greed. Vision triumphed over short-sightedness, and everyone, then, now, and in the future, was spared an overbuilt, unregulated coastal zone. With a perspective, this is Joan Reinhart Reese.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.